Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
We take a walk.
It's 7 after the hour. Inside the world, the wonderful, wacky, resilient world of radio. Out of the speakers comes the voice of Doug Steffen. Amazing, isn't it? Rich McFadden. When you were a kid, you didn't think that your voice was going to come out of so many radio speakers, did you?
I had no idea.
No idea. Kenny, you didn't either, but you wanted a career in radio. Richie didn't necessarily. You want to? You just had to get away from selling cars, and this was the closest thing.
Well, I thought I was going to be a rock star.
No, of course you did.
And then, of course, like most radio people, we realized that we're not good enough to be a rock star.
Yeah, so barely, you were barely good enough to be here with me.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Just, look at me. I'm barely making it here.
Barely.
You might see me on the corner somewhere with a bullhorn.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And a cardboard.
Right.
I need
up on
help.
My pedestal on the corner.
All right. The central bank in Canada upset this week.
Yeah.
Urging citizens to stop defacing their banknotes as a tribute to actor Leonard Nimoy. The trend has been dubbed spocking. Spock, spock! Canadians have taken to drawing ears and brows on top of Canada's Prime Minister picture, the picture of the 7th Prime Minister, Sir Wilfrid Laurier, to make him look like Mr. Spock. The spocking trend has led to Twitter hashtags spocking and spocking fives. Why don't you check those out for me, Kenny, will you? Pictures of people's various designs. Matter of fact, we ought to this would be good sort of fodder for us to put up on the Facebook page. This silly stuff. Bank of Canada issuing a statement yesterday urging people to stop, stop, stop.
Live long and prosper, eh?
Hey. Well, he and Shatner are both Canadians. And they came down, Nimoy came through New England. I forget where he went to school. But they didn't meet until they, I don't think they met until they were both hired to do Star Trek on television. I don't think they knew each other, did they?
I don't think so.
But they came down, Lauren Green, there was a group with Shatner. Lauren Green was one of them. And Leslie Nielsen was the other one. There were three or four of them that came down together. And Shatner, I think, and Shatner was friends with Leslie Nielsen and with, who did I just say? Who was the third one I just said? Lauren Green. They all were friends and actors in Canada, and they all came down to Hollywood to find their way. And they all basically made it about the same time. If you'll recall, this was the early to mid-60s. Leslie Nielsen was playing the bad guy in a lot of Playhouse 90 spots, and Star Trek came around for Kirk, listen to me, for Shatner, nobody knew who he was. He was just there and got the role, the role of a lifetime, as it turned out. And Ben Cartwright came about the same time, remember?
What I heard the other day.
Why did you hear the other day, Richie?
Looking at it, everybody's talking about Leonard Nimoy and Spock and all this stuff.
Yep.
And I heard that his Vulcan salute, he actually came up with.
Himself. Yeah, he did.
And he said that he decided that Vulcans were hand-oriented people.
Mm-hmm.
And that the hand signal was a priestly blessing, based on a priestly blessing performed by a Jewish priest or rabbi, where they would hold both hands thumb to thumb in the same position, representing the Hebrew letter shin, which is three upward strokes, similar to the Shekinah or Shalom.
You sound very authenticated.
No, I'm just reading it, but I thought it was fascinating. Yeah, yeah.
Is it Shabbat Shalom or Shalom Shabbat?
Shabbat Shalom.
It's Shabbat Shalom. Okay.
He said when he was a kid, his grandfather took him to an Orthodox synagogue where he saw the blessing performed and was impressed by it and always remembered it. And that's where the hand gesture came from.
All right, moving along into the world of food, Burger King in the news today. The Burger King franchisee of the year turned his Corvette and Rolex prizes into cash for employee bonuses to honor those who made the award possible. This is a smart guy. His name is Tom Barnett, owns 24 Burger Kings in Arizona, sold the car, got $60,000 for that and the watch, took the $60,000 and divvied it up amongst the people who work. Some of them got $500, some of them got $5,000. He's got about 100 employees. What a smart guy he is.
Isn't that cool?
Quote, I thought I didn't clean up the restroom last week and I didn't work two shifts because a manager called in sick. How can I be fair and honor the people I work with? Split it up, give them the dough. And that's what he did.
In order
to win this, the franchisee is graded on health and safety scores, number of customer complaints, inspection results, that sort of thing. God love this guy. Good for him. Congratulations. He could be our person of the day. Tom Barnett used his head when it came to his award. Speaking of using his head, Dr. Ken Kronau's here to use his to update you on the latest medical news next on Good Day.
Some will say two-wheel prohibition began in 1988 when Gary Busey hit his head on a curb. Many politicians versus personal freedom. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. A beautiful home-built chopper. 12 feet long, 50-degree rake. Flat black, huge V-twin engine. On the tank, a hand-painted message and floored onlookers to worry about their own. It's like that with polarizing helmet laws. Helmet wear is a personal issue. Best left to those who actually do the riding of motorcycles. You know, let those who ride decide. Couple of more state cave-ins. 32 where bikers have the freedom to choose. Bikers are asking for a right to make up their own mind. 32 down, 18 to go. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Most people take action when they feel physical pain. So why don't we approach mental discomforts the same way?
It's learned behavior. We're afraid to show weakness. But these symptoms may be early signs of burnout. How can you prevent it?
Don't fall into the superhero trap. Accept that you're only human.
Be realistic about what you can accomplish. Your goals should stretch you, but they shouldn't break you.
Learn to graciously say no to unreasonable requests from others. They're not trying to be too demanding.
But just say no when your schedule is already packed or when you'd have to put off something important for you to do something for them.
So set realistic stretch goals and protect your time. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Going to the doctor, then you better pick the right time. You see, if you're just going in for your usual physical or have a potentially painful procedure scheduled, there are times of day when the poking, the prodding, and the slide up on the table, please, just won't hurt as much. Here's the science of it. Go to the doctor or the dentist in the mornings, not the afternoons. Go in the morning before 11. It has to do with the body's circadian rhythms or body clock. Pains are felt their least in the morning. Any poking, prodding, and pricking will hurt a whole lot more in the afternoon. So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, just remember, schedule the appointment with your healthcare professional in the morning. Go in the morning and it will not hurt as much. At that time of day, hey, you might even enjoy it. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
It is time now for a weekly visit, it's sort of the health checkup from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a well-known cardiologist in Florida, runs a clinic called Lake Cardiology. He is superb at analyzing what's going on in your body, so you might want to figure out how to get to him. Meanwhile, he gets to you with a list of the things that are in the medical journals this week, including a focus on penis. Man, this thing, these stories, Ken, about penis and allergies and stuff that is, it seems almost nonsensical, although this story isn't. So why don't you tell us how we can live longer with penis?
Sure. This is in JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine this week. And what we learn are that peanuts may not only be a tasty snack, Doug, but they may also help people live longer. People in the study who eat the most peanuts and tree nuts, such as walnuts, pecans, and almonds every day, have a lower risk of dying over a 5 or 6 year period than the people who eat the least peanuts and tree nuts, or none of them at all. Consuming nuts and peanuts is linked with fewer overall deaths, as well as fewer deaths from heart-related problems. So eat plenty of peanuts. Just watch the calories, and it may help you stay on planet Earth longer.
Here's the big thing with this one, is that you always used to think that you had to eat the expensive nuts, almonds.
That's correct.
And pecans. But now they're finding that peanuts, which are cheap, are just as good.
All right, but if you're going to the store and you're buying peanuts that are in oil or they have salt on them, probably not as good for you as right. The ones that may be steamed with the shell. Right. And if you don't eat the shell of steamed peanuts, you might want to try it because it's very good fiber and it doesn't taste as bad. I didn't know. We'd gone to some event, I forget where it was. Meredith said, eat the peanut shells. And so I did, and it actually didn't taste bad, but because if they're cooked in salt water, this permeates the shells as well as the peanuts themselves. Anyway, but the point is that there is goodness in the peanut, and all of the focus on these allergies, if you have peanuts when you are when the baby's in the womb, probably the child's not going to have a peanut allergy. Which brings me around to the next story about how one looks like one's mother, but may not have as much of your mother as you think you have in you.
Out of Nature Genetics this week, Doug, even if you look like your mother, an innovative study suggests that not only humans, but in fact all mammals are genetically more like the dad. We inherit equal amounts of genetic material from each parent, remembering our biology from high school, yet that coming from our father's side is more likely to take action. These findings have broad implications for the study of human disease and reveal that inheriting a genetic mutation could have different consequences depending on whether it comes from mom or dad.
That's why my children are so smart and good-looking.
Oh, and your wife's not around to defend herself anymore.
Next. Listen, Jimmy, around. The body that you have when you're 40 could keep your head working well when you're 60s. How is that connection made?
Another good reason to stay at ideal body weight. This is out of the American Heart Association meeting this week. People who are fit in their 40s seem to retain more brain volume 2 decades later and also perform better on decision-making tests, Doug. The analysis of more than 1,200 participants who were tracked for more than 20 years showed that those with lower fitness levels at midlife had smaller brain volumes in their 60s, a sign of accelerated brain aging.
One of the things in the news today is the health guidelines, the new sugar guidelines. In order to have what the government thinks you ought to have for sugar, you have to cut your sugar intake by 2/3. Is that a bunch of hooey?
I think that's important. I think white sugar is not healthy to the body.
No, but cutting it by 2/3, is that practical, given that it's in almost everything that we eat and drink?
I think it's definitely possible.
All right, good. So there you go. Dr. Ken is on the air Saturdays from 7 to 9 with me. If you have questions, you can be a part of the program by dialing 888-553-7536 or sending email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstefan.com.
By By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
I always like Shania Twain.
Do we know how old she is, Kenny?
She's 48 or 49, I think.
So why
she
is she
fantastic?
Why is she doing a quote-unquote final tour?
Because she doesn't want to tour anymore.
Well, there you have it. You just hit the end of that.
They all say that.
Oh, she's very good. Returning to the road this summer, she has had, well, she started in 1997 with Come On Over. She's announced a 48-city summer tour for this year. She says this is the first time she's been out in 10 years, and it'll also be the last time she goes out. The amazing amount of money that these people make when they're on tour, is that's why they do it. So it kicks off June 5th with a show in Seattle. Then it goes to Canada, where she is. I didn't realize she came from Canada. It's Shania Twain. Then she has homecoming concerts up there. Then she comes back to America to Madison Square Garden to be here in Boston. I'd like to go to that show. Snow should be gone by then. They're going to be able to come back.
Right, yeah. Sometime around August.
Right. Washington, Philadelphia, Nashville, and she ends up in Fresno, California in August. So she's 49, 50 years old. She was one of these people that did well in Las Vegas with a residency at Caesar's Palace, right, Kenny?
Mm-hmm. Yes, she did.
But she didn't keep doing that. It was a big production, multiple costume changes, flying into the stage on a motorcycle, that kind of stuff. The special on ABC last week, Shania Still the One Live from Las Vegas, was highly touted. So that's Shania Twain's story. Now, like a rhinestone cowboy. A lot of people are talking about Glenn Campbell and his condition, really bad Alzheimer's. So now the story is, unfortunately looks like Casey Kasem redux here. His two oldest children
No.
want to get control of his medical and financial decisions away from his wife, who is not their mother. So I'm just going to leave the rest of the story blank from that. We all know what happens. He's getting closer, apparently, to death. And so his kids are buzzing around, just like Casey Kasem's kids buzzed around. And I was sitting next to a guy that I do business with at that last convention that I went to. Where the heck was it? Where did I go for that last? Atlanta.
Atlanta.
All right. So I'm sitting next to this guy who I do a lot of business with. And Casey Kasem's daughter, Carrie, is up on the stage. And I raised my hand because he and I had been talking about her and what a useless waste of time she is and why the heck she was even at the convention. So he looked at me and he said, "You're not going to ask her why she's here, are you?" I said, "Well, I was thinking about it." He said, "No, don't do that."
So that said, I found her very believable.
Yeah, you were sitting next to me.
Yeah.
Weren't you on the other side?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Remember I asked Ron?
I thought she did a good job telling her side of the story.
She's still an opportunist, and you know it. All right, let's see here. Patsy Cline.
I'm crazy for feeling.
This is another one of those really tragic stories that remind us how treacherous it was to fly in private aircraft in the 50s and 60s. Patsy Cline, Cowboy Copas, and Hackshaw Hawkins killed in a plane crash in Camden, Tennessee on this date, 1963. She had been there for a benefit performance. At the time, was the queen of country music. She was listen to her voice, how haunting and strong it is. The fact that she was just, 23 or something.
Just how little effort she had to make.
Oh, my God.
Sounds
great.
Yeah.
28 after on Good Day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. Yes, Richie.
Such a good day to be with you.
That's very nice. Nicely done. Hi, Ken Kessler is here via Dropbox. I don't know why I get a kick out of that. It just seems... Okay, Richie.
Yeah.
Yes. There is a story. This is our program, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, is all aimed at amusing you to a point, informing you, taking some of the twists and turns in the road that we all have in life and bringing them to the surface. And such is the story of the fellow who runs the TSA's Instagram account. There is...
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
That's funny.
I'm glad. There are two reasons for us talking about government programs today. Let's see here. 2,212 firearms found in carry-on bags last year. How are people that stupid? I didn't like that, although the word itself sounds okay when you say it. I didn't like it when it was used when I was a kid, but I kind of use it now because, especially when you look at these pictures this guy posts, look at the pictures. Can we do this? Do we have this posted someplace, Kenny? Facebook, or we just put...
Yeah, it's on the website.
It's on the website, too. Okay. Right. Oh, yeah, okay. Why did I think this was not on the website yet? Okay, so if you go to the story at DougStephan.com, you'll find the story about this fellow who runs the Instagram account at the Transportation Security Administration. He goes through photos of grenades and knives. He looks at all of the things that are confiscated every day, and then he posts, and he's got, 235,000 followers, is that right?
Yeah, his name is Blogger Bob.
Blogger Bob. as a weekly blog that recaps all of the prohibited items found that week.
He combs through all the photos of everything confiscated.
He looks like a blogger. Look at this picture.
450 airports every single day.
I think I just said that, didn't I?
Yeah, and then finds the most interesting things, and he's like, ooh, look at this, a grenade.
Right. The goal is to educate Americans about what they can and cannot bring through the airport. How is it that people are this clueless?
Did you see the picture of the dynamite, the fake dynamite?
Yeah. Yeah, but so I guess the question was asked, why did the TSA open the Instagram account? And maybe that's, maybe this helps graphically tell people what it is that you can and can't do. I just can't imagine people.
Yeah. Gee, honey, do you think it would be okay if I put this fake dynamite inside my briefcase?
Yeah. Look at the pictures of it. Fake dynamite. But, you know, you hear stories all the time, though, of this stuff getting through. Some of it gets through.
Yeah.
There are.
And they say they find live grenades all the time.
Live grenades.
Uh-huh. Or inert grenades all the time and then live ones here.
Look at that picture of that knife. Ooh, is that nasty looking?
Yeah, the one with the brass knuckles.
Oh! Wow. What would you do with that?
But hey, if you're going to work for the TSA,
mm-hmm.
that's a fun job to have.
Yeah. You get abused from people like me.
Here's a picture of anything you've ever... Have you ever had anything confiscated besides a bottle of water?
Yeah, I had some shampoo. I had... Remember the medicine I paid $80 for Charlotte that was in a bottle that didn't fit?
Yeah.
And I had Charlotte with me. It wasn't like a... It was a time when I was bringing Charlotte back on the plane, and we went through, and they found this bottle that was a ounce or two bigger than what it was supposed to be. It cost me $80, and the guy says, no, you can't take it. And I said, what do you mean? There's the dog right there. What am I going to do with it? No, it doesn't make any difference. So I watched, and he almost smiled when he threw it in the trash. I wanted to pop him one. Okay, Car Talk, Richie.
Ooh, okay.
Car Talk. The Geneva Auto Show is going on, and it's filled this year with supercars for the super rich. It isn't just that you have all of the things that you would normally see. There's a new, for example, Rolls-Royce SUV. Who's going to want an SUV? Well,
God, dude, have you seen this thing?
What, the SUV?
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable.
But then I think...
Is this the one with the six wheels?
Yeah.
Ugh. So, there's a video of this guy driving it out in the like the Sahara Desert or something like that over the sand dunes.
Yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, but the thing that, you see, I took away from, you know, I was talking about the Range Rover that I bought the other day, and then I was in the Range Rover dealership in Santa Monica. I'm talking to the guy who is, what do they call him, the destroyer or something. He told
me. You bought a Range Rover at the dealership in Santa Monica?
I did.
Are you crazy?
No, why?
Why wouldn't you go to, like, Boise?
Because I couldn't find the car, the color that I wanted. I wanted a specific color, very rare. So, anyway, this really wasn't crazy. But the point is that these new full-size Range Rovers, some of them are pricey. He had one that was ordered. Here's what people do. I didn't realize this. So there are people in Los Angeles who will pay $160,000 for a Range Rover, the full-size new model, and they drive them for 2 years, and then the dealer takes it back, sells it. They can't sell the new ones overseas because the dealer deals don't allow it. So they drive them for a year or two on lease, take them back, and send them. They put them on a boat and send them over to, again, Russia, China, places where they can't get new ones, and they get full value plus. So some rich guy in China will happily pay $200,000 for a two-year-old Range Rover. That kind of stuff. It's crazy. So I'm going back to the discussion that we were having about the Rolls-Royce SUV. Well, people, I said to myself, and I thought, yeah, if they're nuts enough to pay that kind of dough for a Range Rover, then they'll certainly pay another $100,000 for a... they're only going to build, what, 400 of these a year or something.
So it's keep an amazing back. Vehicle.
It really is crazy. All right, so anyway, the other things that are there, the Auto Car Magazine article that I read suggested that the auto industry has gotten its swagger back. And American cars like the Buick... Now, I'm trying to figure out... Yesterday, or was it, last week, we were talking about the... the way that the Consumer Reports, I think, had rated the best cars as far as value and as far as how they're constructed, the quality, blah, blah, blah. So the Buick comes in second or third in most categories. The Cadillac was in the top 10. It's the same damn car, boys and girls. If you buy, Rich will tell you, he had a Cadillac that he was driving, and if you'd have taken the body off and put a Buick body on the chassis with the engine, it's the same car. And yet you silly folks who pay, what, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 more for a Cadillac, all you're doing is putting that money into General Motors because it doesn't cost them any more to make the Cadillac, does the Buick.
Got some flying air appointments, but I mean,
Now we're $6,000, are they?
The Buick's pretty nice.
Yeah, Buick's a good car. The Buick's a very good car.
Yeah.
If I were buying a sedan or a regular car, I'd consider a Buick. I think they're a great car.
Yep.
I don't like driving cars, though. So although I have a hot Dodge Charger I'm driving from the rental kit place, Richie, this week.
Oh, those are cool.
Black. You see me driving around in a black.
No, they're very cool cars.
Yeah, they are. And you hit the floor. I mean, you can't drive it fast now because there's so much crud around on the roads, but they're fun. All right, one quick reminder. I don't know if a reminder. We did a conversationally review of Patsy Cline's life and the fact she died in a plane crash in the state in 1963. Well, it happens that we have a story at DougSteffen.com today about the National Transportation Safety Board thinking about reopening the investigation into the plane crash that killed Buddy Holly.
Yeah, I saw that. Why?
I don't know. Kenny, what's the...
I think they're going to find like a murder
behind
the story. No, but they have said all along that it was pilot error.
Right.
And apparently the pilot, his family. And whoever owned the plane have disputed that since 1959. And they were still trying to get his name cleared.
How do they know?
I don't know.
They just don't want to admit to it.
Right.
So, you know, they'll figure out a way to...
You killed Buddy Holly. How'd you like to be known as the family that killed Buddy Holly?
Yeah. All right. I want to deal with Dr. Joy Brown in a moment here on our program. And the thing that this is a difficult conversation for a lot of people to have. I don't even like to use the word hate. You've heard me say I don't like that. When my daughter used to say when she was a kid, I hate this, Daddy. I would say, Megan, please don't use that word. Please, if you don't like something, say I strongly dislike. And now she remembers all of that. And when she says, I hate this, I look at her and I raise my eyebrow and she'll look and smile. Yes, Daddy, I hate this. Anyway, it's because of social media that we seem to have more people doing these sorts of things. And I want to see if we can find out from Dr. Joy Brown, who is the best and actually the only real shrink who's on the radio every day, to tell us what it is that motivates people to be this angry and do this sort of things that they do. So that's coming up in a moment. 16 before the hour here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Olympic gold medal winning goaltender was a 6-time All-Star. Famous for the eagles on his goalie mask, he won 2 Vezina trophies and helped bring the Stanley Cup to Dallas in 1999.
Oh, it's a Belfort bomb! I don't believe it! How in the world did he make that save?
So where is Ed Belfort now? Eddie the Eagle has always had a passion for muscle cars and hot rods. He spends most of his time repairing and customizing classic cars at his customization shop, Carmen Custom. Ed is proud to watch his son Dane between the pipes, currently playing for the University of Nebraska, Omaha. In 2011, Ed finally got the honor he so richly deserved.
Please welcome Ed Belfort, inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Eddie the Eagle, flying high. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Creativity is one of the most important skills you can have today, but creativity is overrated.
Creativity solves problems, but creativity by itself is useless.
We talk with a lot of people who want to start a business. They have a unique idea.
But the idea is a small part of a successful business. You have to take action. Otherwise, creativity is wasted.
Why don't we act? Creativity may require change. We hate change.
It may mean taking a risk. We avoid risk. So we do nothing except create. It's creativity without the activity.
The creative side of creativity is important, but putting activity into your creativity leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. A decent five-color motorcycle paint job could run you thousands of dollars. The most effective way to get noticed at a gathering of peers isn't always the most expensive. Bikers, use your imagination. Get noticed today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The best way to get noticed or have your picture taken at Bike Week without blowing out a wad of Benjamins requires some original thinking, like the Daytona dude, who twice a year rolls out his hamburger-themed trike. Bikers with parrots, ferrets, snakes, and goggle-wearing dogs. Picture takers fight for the right to be first to photo a rusted-out hog with 50 pounds of glued-on road trash. The longest running and still king of the hill is always a pretty half-naked lady passenger.
Hell yeah!
Road on
14 for the hour. Doug Steffen with Richie and Kenny and Dr. Joy Brown, who has the only legitimate radio program dealing with issues that you have. The Shrinkology Report, daily from noon until 3. You can dial her up at 855-99-DR-JOY. Ask her a question. Leave it. That line's hot 24 hours a day. Ask away and she'll answer you on the air. Or you can send her an email, Dr. Joy. At drjoy.com, right? Or is it just joy at drjoy.com?
You're a joy. Drjoy.com, just okay. D-R-J-O-Y.
All right, so we have a very interesting reality here. Yesterday's poll at dougsteffen.com asked whether you'd ever been bullied or harassed on social media. 35% said no, hadn't. 22% said no, but I know people who have. 16% said yes, that's why I'm not on social media. 15% said a couple of times, but I took care of it. 12% yes, hasn't everybody. It brings me around to the sorts of things that people say and why they say them. There's so much more of this now because of social media. The hatred. People who want to knock other people down. Why? What goes on in a person's mind, Joy, that brings them around to thinking this is satisfactory? This is a satisfactory exercise.
Well, it's a really interesting question. Their Avenue Q is this great play that actually won the Tony a couple of years ago, and one of the songs in it, it's with puppets, and it says the internet is for, and everybody pauses and goes, porn. And I would say the internet is now for hate. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line, well, there are a couple of issues, is that somebody has done some surveys and said that you essentially lower your inhibitions when you're sitting in front of a blank screen.
Really?
So the screen itself, the method that you actually use, actually lowers inhibitions. Right. And then you get to be semi-anonymous, and you get to, it's an instantaneous kind of thing. So instead of thinking, gee, do I really want to do this, you just press send.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a number of factors that contribute to why people feel that they would never say that in person. They would never say it face to face.
And the courage to do it.
But because of being vaguely anonymous, impulsive behavior rather than thought behavior, and getting to be, and knowing that your inhibitions are lowered. And then I think there's a third or a fourth factor, which is this country. You know, we become a nation, I'm afraid, of crybabies and busybodies.
Yeah,
and angry all the time. People are angry about the weather. They're angry about the TSA.
Yeah.
And there's Michael Moore, who you may or may not like, has, I think, really nailed it when he said that people who are frightened are much easier to control. Mm-hmm. And people who are frightened are also, because they're feeling like they're being victimized, are also angry all the time.
Yep.
And are looking for someone to bully back. If they're feeling bullied, you bully back.
Let's then, if in fact, how do you, when you look at this stuff, if you don't respond, even if you see it, but you do not react and you do not respond, is that a way to defang those who are doing the bullying?
But does it infiltrate us over time?
Well, does it affect us, you mean?
Yeah, I think there's no question. Look, one of the possibilities is that you can't have a tug of war unless both of you are tugging. Mm-hmm. If somebody puts down the rope, there's no tug of war.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a fan of stupid and cheerful. When in doubt, just laugh hilariously and say, oh, you have such a great sense of humor. There is absolutely no response to that. No matter how much you're trying to hurt my feelings, if I just say, oh, duh, you have such a great sense of humor.
I refuse to engage.
Isn't there a Taylor Swift thing, shake it off, the haters going to hate, baby, I'm just going to shake. Dr. Joy Brown, 655-99, Dr. Joy, ask her a question, she'll tell you no lies. 51 after on Good Day.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strength in the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. Parsons is here from bestfares.com to discuss travel news and views and values. So if you're planning a trip, we'll try to be as clear and concise as possible in terms of what you can do and where you can go. My only advice to you is never buy a ticket on Spirit Airlines. Other than that, it's a free-form, free-for-all conversation in a minute here on Good Day.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. A decent five-color motorcycle paint job could run you thousands of dollars. The most effective way to get noticed at a gathering of peers isn't always the most expensive. Bikers, use your imagination. Get noticed. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139. $29.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The best way to get noticed or have your picture taken at Bike Week without blowing out a wad of Benjamins requires some original thinking, like the Daytona Dude, who twice a year rolls out his hamburger-themed trike. Bikers with parrots, ferrets, snakes, and goggle-wearing dogs. Picture takers fight for the right to be first to photo a rusted-out hog with 50 pounds of glued-on road trash. The longest running and still king of the hill is always a pretty half-naked lady passenger.
Hell yeah!
Transport the old road on two wheels.
Tom Parsons, who's the editor and publisher of bestfares.com, a way for you. This is a subtle way. His work there, if I were to ask you to describe how you compare, if people go online to Expedia, let's say, or to Shatnerland or wherever, how is that Priceline or Expedia or some of these other places different from what goes on at Best Fares?
Well, actually, I mean, we have probably the similar booking engine. If you want to go one way, round trip, first class. But what we try to do, which you don't see at the other sites, is we try to give you food for thought. And one of our most frugal travel deals of the spring and also early summer is back. And you've heard me talk about this many times, and many people don't know about it. And that's the Diana Shore Special. You remember what that is?
Diana Shore, see the USA.
You know, this right? is a drive out of Florida. They're letting you rent cars for $10 a day.
Good Lord.
And I know it's like cities like New York, you can get down to Miami for like $80 and fly into Miami. And then from there you rent a car. As long as you return it out of the state of Florida, they'll let you rent the car for up to 14 or 21 days, depending which car rental company. And yet the car rental in Fort Lauderdale or Miami is about $491 for the week. This way you get to see a little bit of the USA. You can go up the coast. You can stop in Washington, D.C., drop off New York. Probably the cheapest one-way fare we know today is $49 out of Dallas to Fort Lauderdale. And, so if you look at this, it's a good fly drive. The car rental companies want the cars out of Florida because of spring break and the baseball season's over. And and you want a good deal because, maybe you want to see a little bit of Americana, I'll tell you this. When I looked at the price from a one-way rental for Dallas from Fort Lauderdale, I can get it from Fort Lauderdale to Dallas for $193. Dallas one-way to Fort Lauderdale is $1,180.
What?
That's a pretty decent little deal. Yeah.
Say that again?
If you pick it up in Florida because of the fly drive, it's $139 for the week,
right,
including all taxes.
Yeah.
If I wanted to reverse it just to see how much it normally sells for, Dallas, which does not have that promotion one way to Florida, it costs $1,100 for the exact same car rental company.
You know, I think I told you the story. This is a tip to everybody listening. If you have a Costco card, make sure you use it when you rent a car. I rented a car to drive cross country, and the normal price on it would have been close to $1,000, and I got a $149 discount because I have a Costco card. So that's something, and you can get an upgrade with it. I didn't realize that. The guy just asked me, "You got a Costco card?" And I said, "Yeah." And he took it and he said, "Okay, here you go." And I looked at the bill, it was $149 less than what I'd been quoted. So I thought, I didn't realize they were that good. Costco is so good in so many ways, and their travel department in general, fairly cut and dried stuff. But I think that's a tip that's worthwhile for people that don't belong. And it's going to be easier to join Costco now, isn't it, Richie? Because they're going to use the Citibank card instead of the American Express.
Well, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah, no, I think that information came out this week. All right. So number one deal is the car rental deals. And if you have time for a little vacation and you want to see the USA, I love driving across the country, frankly. But it's really kind of a neat thing to see all the great stuff there is in our country. So take advantage of what Tom is talking about if you have some time. Website is bestfares.com. Tom Parsons, our thanks to you. 59 past the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good Day Weekend is a production of Steffen Multimedia. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound, and recording.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation.
revelation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. TV.